2024. KYW News Radio looks back on the year. Sponsored by Impreano Roofing. Visit Impreano.com.
It has been a roller coaster year for the Sixers. KYW's Dave Uram looking back.
The Sixers keep us in the news industry quite busy. In January, Joel Embiid scored 70 points in a game.
Can't take Joe for granted, man. What he's doing right now is special.
But 8 days later, suffered a significant meniscus injury.
He got landed on.
Embiid returned in April, but the Knicks bounced the Sixers in the first round of the playoffs. With the emergence of Tyrese Maxey, though, Joel, while stressing continuity, remained optimistic about the future.
I'm excited.
In the offseason, the Sixers and Maxey agreed on a contract. They added Paul George in free agency, and Embiid got extended before training camp, this after controversially playing in the Olympics despite his knee. Embiid and the 76ers entered the season with a plan to make sure that he's healthy for the playoffs.
Whatever it takes to, you know, make sure that, you know, I get to that point.
Except Embiid was not ready to start this season because of a left knee condition. Critics questioned him.
You know, I see people saying he doesn't want to play. I've done way too much for this city to be treated like this.
George injured his knee twice.
It has been completely frustrating.
And Maxey got hurt after the season began.
Gonna have to dig our way out of this.
That is head coach Nick Nurse, whose Sixers started 3-14, but have played better lately with the big three playing more. And Embiid is doing this while continuing to cope with his injuries.
Talking to somebody, get some help, see if that helps. Really just stop asking myself questions, you know, instead of feeling bad about myself.
That sounds from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Sixers fully intend to climb up the standings in 2025 and live up to expectations. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.